how in Jesus' name I come before you right now. Needing your strength, needing your guidance, needing your spirit. I can't do nothing except you empower me to do so. I don't believe you have brought me this far to leave me. So I call you to give me what I need to make it on this journey you call life. I didn't call myself to preach. Didn't call myself to pastor. You called me, so I need you to give me the strength to do what you assigned me to do. If this is my assignment, show me your power. Is not your conclusion. Yeah. Amen. To simply put it, troubles don't last always.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yes. Yes.
In life, we are all faced with difficult situations and circumstances.
Amen. Yes, amen.
And at times, Sister Joanne, it seems as though our situations are the final chapters.
Yes.
Just a moment.
Yes.
In our lives.
Yes.
Our jobs pose sometimes problems for us. Our health sometimes began to fail. It seems as if everything we try is not working. I just need a few people to help me.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever been in one of those situations where it looked like everything you do turns out the wrong thing. Paul reminded me the other night that in his lifetime, so that every time, thank you, Jesus, I feel you,
yes,
I choose to do right.
Yeah.
Evil was always, I feel my belt. Was always good. Paul said that to me the other night. Life can get dark sometimes.
Yes.
Yes.
And darkness seems to last, Crystal, longer than the day. Oh my God. I don't know if you've been there, but I heard Jesus say, weeping will endure for a night. But joy.
Yes, yes.
Joy.
Joy will come.
Yes.
But I believe it was Tuesday morning. morning and around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I said to the Lord, "You said weeping will endure for me." And joy comes in the morning. I need you to tell me, how long will the night last?
Come on, come on, come on.
The God Almighty, I need you to tell me, how long will the nights last?
Yes.
In my life. God simply told me, your condition is not your conclusion. Somebody needed to hear it today.
Yes.
Jackie, your condition is not your conclusion.
Yes.
Paul had gotten on a ship. He had began to sail from one city to another. Paul encouraged him, if you read the text, he encouraged the master of the ship, the prisoners of the ship, "Don't leave Crete, because I perceive in my spirit that if we leave here, we're going to face some danger and some harm." Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
He said, I want you to stay where you are. But the scripture says, Brother Frazier, that they decided to listen to the master of the ship rather than the man who was representing God. Can I stay right there for a moment? You got to be careful, because when I look back over my life, if I had listened to God, I would be in some of the predicaments that I'm in right now. Don't mean no harm, but it's going to tell the truth wherever it's bad. Sometimes we all have gotten stop off track because we have listened to people rather than listening to God.
Yes.
Now I'm going to tell you why I went wrong in life. I thought what I wanted was from God, so I sprinkled a little bit of God in about it. I want you to know something. You don't have to plot, scheme, deceive, lie to do any of that to get what God has. When you got to tell out somebody's character, when you got to assassinate somebody's character, when you got to dig deep and step back to try to rob somebody, God ain't in no man like you. Paul told them not to go. I'm sorry, but I got to come out of this in my life. Told them not to go to the city. He said, I perceive that it will be, thank you, great harm if you were to do that. But they wouldn't listen to him. But even when they met this storm, this temperate storm, you will learn that Paul was silent.
Yeah.
He didn't say a word. He didn't say nothing until after a while. The Bible said when he had stayed, in other words, he would say another word. The ship now that had got caught up in the storm had broken into pieces. I want to stop right and tell you something God told me the other night. You can make it on broken pieces. You can make it on broken pieces. Your emotions may be broken. thank you, Lord. Your emotions may be in pieces, but you can make it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Your integrity may be in pieces, but you can make it.
Yes.
Your faith may even be in pieces, but you can make it on broken pieces. The Bible declares that at the end of all of this, if you read verse 44, you would discover that after the ship had broken up, people were in the water trying to swim to shore for their lives. You would discover that even in the midst of that, there were some that were saved because they hung on to the pieces of the ship. Can you remind me as I go forward, the ship that they call the Titanic. You know the story of the Titanic?
Yes.
One man made a statement that actually sunk the ship. That statement that the owner said was even God himself cannot sink this ship. Well, they found out. But what I want to get to is when the ship sunk and when so many lives were lost, it was about 2,200 people, I believe it was, if my mind served me correctly, that were on the ship. And about 1,500 people lost their lives. But the thing that struck me out of all of the lifeboats that they had, those that entered into the lifeboats, 1,500 people did not have to die. If somebody had chosen not to be selfish and would turn around and say, let me go back and see if I can help somebody. Can I get a witness? But when you got selfish in your life, I've known selfish folk to kill, don't kill if they got to destroy everything about you. As long as they get what they want, they don't give a goddamn about nobody else. Can I get a witness? When you got a spirit like that, when you can take folk and when you can castrate people, when you can do all kinds of stuff just to get what you want, that's terrible. Can I get a witness? This is what they done on the ship. Instead of, if everybody had, because all of the lifeboats were not full. There were lifeboats that had room for some people. But their mindset was, I got mine tough, I'm gone. But there is one lady by the name of Rose who tried to hang on to her fiance because they were engaged to be married. She tried to hang on to him, but he ended up dying because of frigid weather. You know the story. But Rose was saved because she held on to a piece of the broken ship. And somebody decided, hey, let's go back and see if we can find anybody else. And today Rose lived to tell the story of the Titanic. But she made it on a broken piece. I want to tell you today, because I don't have a whole lot of strength, and I claim that, I'm going to be short, but you can make it on broken pieces. God, when he told the Apostle Paul, warned them not to go into the next city. Tell them to stay right here in Crete. But because of their mindset of wanting what they want, they ended up leaving Crete and ended up in a terrible storm. Can I get a witness here? But Paul told them, just calm down and cheer up. Because I come to tell you that the ship will be destroyed. But the lives will be saved. In other words, your condition is not your conclusion. Can I get a witness here? And I can remember a man by the name of Naaman. If you know the story of Naaman, Naaman was a leper. You know lepers were folk that could not interact with other people because of this disease they call leprosy. And the Bible says when you had leprosy, you had to announce this disease. You then were cut off from people, you were cut off from family, and cut off from society. But I want to thank God that whenever folk cut you off, God will never leave you.
I just need somebody to help me right now.